Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm so thrilled today because with us we have Devin DeBasquez. Devin was discovered by Playboy as Miss June in 1985, and she has been a successful model, actress in movies and television, and authored multiple number one international best-selling books, including The Day It Snowed in April, a memoir about her time with the artist they call Prince. Also the books True Age, Timeless Beauty, and The Naked Truth About a Pinup Model. She has won 3 Emmys as producer on the Amazon Prime series The Bay and is married to the international soap star and musician Ron Moss. Devin, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Vicki, I love you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, our friendship goes back years, and it's just a thrill to know you and to see all you've done. But for those who have not had the opportunity to get to know you, can you tell us a little bit about how you came to the passion and purpose of what you're doing now? Because not only is your background, but your current contribution to the world is like nothing short of amazing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I think as we grow older, we have to, as a whole, give back to our planet and our humanity and our resources here on our planet. And, you know, I was very much inspired by the works of Hugh Hefner and Prince, people that have been in my life for many, many years, and saw how they manifested their dreams and how much they gave back to our world in so many ways. And I think that when you get older, that's what it's all about, giving back. So personally, the books that I write, like True Age, Timeless Beauty, is all about giving back from the knowledge and the things I've learned in this thing called life. That book is about how to get your life in balance. I'm actually doing the follow-up to that book on how to keep your life in balance, and that's going to be called True Wisdom, Timeless Spirit. But I like to write about a life and hopefully help inspire and enlighten others to be successful at whatever they choose to do.
That is so wonderful, Devin. And I'm curious, what prompted you to start to write? Because you've got an incredible busy life. You're married to an amazing man, and you travel all the time, and you're also a producer of a phenomenal show that's winning Emmys like there's no tomorrow, and plus all your other charitable endeavors. Tell us a little bit about what made you decide to take the time to write.
Well, writing has always been a part of me. I wrote poetry when I was in high school. I was very shy and introverted as a child. I speak about my life and a lot of my growth in my memoir, The Day It Snowed in April. So it's not just about my time with Prince, but it's about my life. And I think part of why I was inspired to write that book was because Prince was such a presence and such a huge personality, and we had that in common, the shyness and the introverted person that we were. He did it with music, I did it with writing. I found that I had more of a voice when I wrote, and I could get my thoughts and my feelings out more concisely by writing. So I always wrote, and in seventh grade, I got an award for writing, I don't remember what it was now, but I wrote a paper on some sort of history thing, and I got an award for it. And then I took a script writing class at Santa Monica College in my 20s, and I basically wrote from my own knowledge of things, and I got an A in that class. So I think writing's always been a part of me, and it was something I always wanted to do, and you actually helped me immensely by publishing True Age Timeless Beauty, because I had been writing it for several years, but I wasn't quite sure I was confident enough to just put it out there, because it was very personal, and it's my vision of the world and my vision of what I know and what I'm trying to do and give back, and that's part of inspiring others through my writings. So that's kind of where it started and how it's progressing now. And I can say that as I get older, I'll probably write even more, maybe even do some fictional books and explore that realm of writing.
That is so incredible, as are your books. And what I love so much about your writing style, Devin, and not everyone can do this, but I find when I read your books, you draw me in. And we have had the opportunity to spend time together. And when I am reading your books, it's like when we're having lunch in person together.
You know,
that's what it feels like.
I've been told that a lot. Like, they feel like they're talking to a friend or they're having coffee. And that's the style of writing that I am comfortable doing, because I can only write what I know. And I know that that helps you as a writer, writing what you know. So that's why trying my hand at fiction in the future will be a challenge. But I enjoy writing because it, like I said, it gives me a voice, a platform in which to get my thoughts out clearly and concisely. But I don't feel so confident about myself as a writer in regards to the English language. I'm not so great with different verbiage and verbs and words and nouns. And, you know, so I need an editor, definitely, when I write. But I try to get the meat and potatoes of what I want to get out there. And then I need an editor to kind of help me get it in a more clear, concise manner. And I appreciate all the help you've given me on The Day It Snowed in April, as well as True Age Timeless Beauty. And I'm hoping that through my writings, I can help enlighten the world and contribute in some small way.
Yeah, and the contribution is really not small. It's huge. I was curious, you're one of the most authentic people I know, and I mean that very seriously, Devin. You are so unbelievably...
We have common things and things in common, you know, the fact that we both grew up without family, and you end up making friends along the way in your life who touch your soul, very much a part of your family. And that's always been the case for me. I don't know any other way to be. I am a very authentic person. What you see is what you get. If I like you, I love you. If I don't like you, you know it. It's kind of, that's who I am. Take it that way. And when you get older, you start to, like, not worry about what others think of you, because you can't get everyone to like you, and you shouldn't have to try that hard. You should just be happy in your own skin and know that people who gravitate to you are the people that should be in your life.
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, that's a hard lesson to learn for many of us. And when it comes, it's such a tremendous relief and a freeing experience about how to live life, isn't it?
It is. It really is. I mean, when you're young, you're so self-conscious about your looks and about what others think of you. And for me, you know, coming to Hollywood, being a Playboy centerfold, meeting Prince, and then very next day meeting Hugh Hefner for the first time, being thrust into Hollywood, going to Hollywood parties, being on Star Search and doing movies and all of this at age 21, 22. It was a lot to take in, being from a southern background, growing up in and out of foster homes from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was a little bit overwhelmed. I didn't keep a diary during those years. And when Prince passed, all those feelings and memories came up for me. And I remembered friends telling me, you should write a book. Your life is like a Jackie Collins novel. You should write a book. And I was thinking, I should write this down before I forget it or before I'm too old to remember all the details. And so that's what inspired me to write it. If you had told me over a year and a half ago, you're going to write a memoir about your life, I would have told you you're crazy because that wasn't on my agenda. And I don't know how it just all poured out of me. And then to just release it to the world, I said I felt more naked doing that memoir than I did posing for Playboy. But, you know, you put yourself out there, so people are going to judge you. People are going to say things. And you just have to ignore the negativity and know who you are and know why you're doing the things you're doing. And that's where I'm coming from. I'm putting myself out there in hopes of inspiring and enlightening others through the things I've learned in this thing called life.
Devin, I have to share with you that so many people that I've talked with that read and loved your book said it forever changed their opinion of the whole Playboy scene, you know, the idea of centerfold. It's because you've always been very authentic about the decisions you've made in life as well. You never, ever have I seen you apologize for them.
No, and I won't do that. And I'm very proud. I think I can look back now, especially with, I don't know if you've seen, but, you know, the Bay's multiple Emmy Award-winning show that's on Amazon Prime. Playboy just came out with a docuseries called American Playboy, which I highly recommend people watch. And it's all about Hugh Hefner and how he created Playboy and the things he went through and the laws he helped change and the path that he made for African Americans. You would not believe the things that he went through. Playboy's not about naked photos. Playboy's part of American history that people need to study and look at. And once they do, I think they'll have a different opinion about Playboy. And it shows how much Hef believed in himself and manifested his dreams. And knowing Hef and knowing Prince, both of those men were extraordinary at manifesting what they wanted out of life and creating the life that they wanted to live. And so I'm very much inspired by people that are extraordinary. And I think that my life has led me on this path that I am doing the things that I'm doing right here and now. All the things that I do, I'm very passionate about. Cooking, writing, rescuing animals, helping others see their true potential and manifesting their dreams. That's what I'm all about. And that's what I've always been all about. So Playboy was part of that path for me. And no, I am not ashamed or regretting that decision in the least. I'm very proud of it, and it helped me become the woman I am today.
That is so lovely. And through your writings, people are understanding that may have had difference of opinions or may have stood in judgment of that whole entire involvement or that whole entire scene. And I think that that's one of the real gifts of your writing about your life in your memoirs, and especially your most recent book, is the fact that it helps people see things through different eyes.
Exactly.
And
well,
bring
Playboy
them
was a big eye-opening experience for me, especially because I was from the Deep South, and they discovered me at age 17 because I graduated a year early from high school. So they just assumed I was 18 when I was in college at LSU. And I write about all of that, but that was my ticket out of Louisiana and one of the best decisions I ever made because it completely changed my life. You know, I look back on some of the decisions I made in life, and I go, well, you know, like in The Day It Snowed in April, I talk about how Prince called me after I don't want to give the book away, but after our romance ended, he ended it for a reason I won't say, unless they read the book. But he called me a month later saying he missed me, and he wanted me to come to Nice because he was directing. He had fired the director of Under the Cherry Moon, and he wanted me to come to Nice, and I said no. Had I said yes, maybe I would have been in Under the Cherry Moon. You know, he also asked me if I sang and wanted to somehow incorporate me into his life, and I didn't want to be compared to Vanity and Apollonia. I wanted to be my own person, and I made the decisions I made because I was always my own person, and I didn't want anyone to give it to me on a silver platter. I just didn't want to ride the coattails of somebody else's success to be successful. I wanted to make it on my own, from my own merit, and that's the way I've always been.
That is so wonderful and amazing. I know many, many decades ago when I was modeling, I had an agent that told me one time, when you make decisions as if you have $1 million in your back pocket, you'll never make the wrong decisions or make the decisions for the wrong reasons, which is even more important. And you
right.
live by that. And
yeah, I do. And I know, and that's, you know, and everybody who knows me from those days knows that no, you're not going to get Devin to do what you want. She's going to do what she wants, that's for sure.
That is so fantastic. So when you look at the latest book, The Day It Snowed in April, what do you hope that readers will pull from that book and take with them in their lives?
Well, I know that Prince left basically his autobiography. It's through his music. He expressed himself tremendously through his music. And you can listen to any period of Prince's music and know what he was about at that time and period and who influenced him were the people around him. So, and Hef did it. He has scrapbooks of his entire life. And so those two men really did it in spades with leaving a legacy of their life to be studied for future generations to come. And I knew that when Prince passed, knowing what I knew of him, and, you know, they both also are big givers to our world. They were great philanthropists. And I felt like there were going to be lots of books written about Prince and coming from many different sources throughout the years, just like Marilyn Monroe, just like Elvis. He will be talked about probably more than anybody else because he was so mysterious and private and stuff. And I knew I had a very unique and beautiful story that needed to be told. And I do think he spiritually guided me through lots of different signs and coincidences to write this. And I hope that future generations will get to know the extraordinary person that I was so blessed to have in my life through this book. And I hope that through my life experiences that I shared and put out there for the world to know me a little bit better and hopefully get inspiration from knowing me and knowing the things I've gone through and knowing him will help them in their lives in some small way.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Devin. So tell me, what did you learn from writing the book? Were there
I learned to trust my instincts. Well, I learned to trust my intuition more than ever. Trust me, when I wrote this, I read it back and I cried like a baby because I'm looking at my life here. And then I was like, oh no, I can't put this out. This is way too personal. And I didn't want to seek a publisher. I wanted to self-publish it myself because, like Prince, I want to control my art and my writing and my photos are my art. And so I did not want to have some publisher give me a small advance and take my art. So I said, okay, I have to make the decision. Do I want to put it out there? And you were one of the first people I let read my book from a rough draft. And I trusted your opinion. And I had a few other people read it that I trusted. And it gave me the confidence to put it out there. And also I had this nagging thing that said, you got to put it out by Christmas, which I think it was Prince that had a big spiritual hand in guiding me to do this, because it was one of the hardest things that I've ever had to do, because I felt like this was so personal. It was so raw and so me. So I was a little bit apprehensive about putting it out and having it be judged, but it really has shown me that you have to trust your instincts, because my instincts were right. It has been inspiring others. I have been told that by several people. It has changed a lot of people's opinions on Playboy. It has been insightful for Prince fans who have been mourning his death to know the man that I knew at probably the peak of his career. So I'm very glad I made the decision I made.
Yeah, you know, the book is amazing. Like, I started reading it about maybe 8 o'clock at night, and I keep very early in the morning hours, and I was still reading at 1 a.m. I could not put it down. It's just the most incredible book from the perspective when I step aside and not knowing what a rich friendship that we've developed over the years. It's still just an amazing book, if not knowing you.
That, and that's a big compliment coming from you, because I know you read a lot of books. I don't get to read as much as I would like because I'm so busy traveling and doing so many different things. I wear so many different hats that I'm spreading myself a little too thin, and that's what I'm trying to do in my life now, is simplify and get back to the basics of really what I want to accomplish moving forward in life. I'm going to be 54 next month, and I really want to spend the next 10 years giving back in all different ways that I can, because Prince did it in spades. We can only learn from somebody like him. And he did it anonymously. A lot of people didn't know how much he gave to so many different causes, the environment, children's education, all the things that he was passionate about, he gave to. And Hugh Hefner did the same thing. A lot of people don't know how much he's contributed to the restoration of our films that we see, our classic films, and saving the Hollywood sign, and how much he helped change laws that helped African Americans by giving them a platform at the Playboy Club. Everyone from comedians to singers that he had on his show, Playboy After Dark, back in the 50s and 60s when you just didn't see that. It's just so much that those two men have contributed to American history. And for me to be a part of that, I'm just so flattered. And I had to document it in a memoir. I just had to.
That is so amazing. So when you look at all the things that you're contributing now on so many different levels, it's way too soon to talk about a legacy, but let's just look at it for a second as if it were your legacy. What would that look like for you that you would be leaving behind to the world?
I hope, because I've had some extraordinary people cross my path in life, I have known some very amazing women and men who, like Betty Page, who I got to interview for my book, The Naked Truth About a Pinup Model, and her contribution, her legacy, Prince, Hugh Hefner, my husband. I've been so blessed to know some extraordinary people. So I hope that through my life experience, and what I've learned, what I can contribute through writing, through charitable contributions, through producing, I hope to produce some movies and documentaries that might help enlighten others. I really am more on a spiritual path, so I hope that when my life is looked at, they will see the evolution of life well lived and what it means to be a three-part being. We are not just our physical body. We are mind, body, and spirit. And what I've contributed, yes, I've made a great living for a number of years on the way I look, from modeling and acting. Now I'm hoping to contribute my mind and my spirit and have people know me as a three-part being and really see me as a spiritual person, not just a physical person. And I think we're all connected, and we should all be contributing, especially by the time you're in your 50s, you should be contributing more to our humanity.
Oh, Devin, that is so beautiful, as always. I love spending time with you, and I'm so thrilled to be able to introduce you today to our listening audience and have them experience you. So The Day It Snowed in April, a memoir, can be found on Amazon. And, of course, they can experience The Bay, which is the Amazon Prime series, also on Amazon. But is there a place where they could go to connect with you, a website perhaps?
Yes, they can find me, devindevasquez.com. You can access me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram under Devin DeVasquez. I'm very easy to find. And The Day It Snowed in April, you can get it at Barnes & Noble as well. You can also go to thedayitsnowedinapril.com and get some autographs directly from me. So you can, you know, pretty much connect with me online, multiple sources, through just my name, Devin DeVasquez.
Fabulous. Devin, thank you so much for being with us today. It is always a pleasure, my dear.
Thank you so much, Vicki. I love you, and thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure always. So for all of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcast, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com, and everyone have a wonderful week.